Hey, this is Mike Hendricks here with Matt Sears. We're going to talk about marketing today.
Mike Hendricks, as you already know. Yesterday we got a couple of emails asking us to do a marketing podcast here, so we thought we'd take the time out of our very busy schedule to help you guys out. So You guys might be wondering, what is marketing? Mike, you want to give us a definition over here?
Yeah, I'll do my best. Marketing is the action or business of promoting and selling products and services. Matt?
Holy jeez, my mind just got blown there.
I know, it's pretty interesting.
Wow, so basically marketing is just promoting a special product, like...
Yeah, it's just showing your features and then the benefits of your product to the market.
And hopefully it goes over reasonably well.
Yeah, pretty much. Holy you gotta geez. Just put on a nice big smiley face and...
Ha, if only life were that easy.
Ha ha ha, of course, ha ha. Matt, we received quite a long letter from a fan of our podcast. He was asking what the difference is between marketing features and benefits.
Oh, well, concerned fan, I have something to tell you. The features are not too specific. They tell you what a product excels in, and it really isn't directed at anyone in particular. It really just showcases what the product does, like a self-setting alarm clock. And on the flip side, benefits... they just basically add on to it. They entice the customers to buy it for personal gain. So, for our example, the alarm clock, the benefit would be that it's extremely convenient, and it makes you feel really smart when you wake up in the morning and didn't have to do anything about it. It really does target the customer personally and tells them why they should buy it.
Nice. Nice explanation. Thank you, Matt.
No, not a problem. All right, so, Mike, we add something about 80-20%. I'm not too familiar about the subject. I wish you could delve into it a bit.
Of course. 80-20 basically states that 80% of the product in your market bought will come from 20% of your consumers. So in this case, your intended target might be 20-year-old males for a new pair of fancy jeans.
Studies show a lot of those.
The studies show that 20% of your 100% market will buy 80% of the jeans.
Okay, I see what you're getting
at. You see?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, it's not too bad.
Well, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I guess we're running a little low on time here. I bet people are kind of dozing off. So, I'm Matt.
And I'm Mike.
And we are Mike and Matt.